young safeties in that room.
Yeah.
What do you think of that group, Carl and Ovi?
I'm enjoying it, man. Yeah. Great talent around and, you know, competing. I mean, bringing the young guys along and doing what's asked. And I think they're doing a great job of what the coach is asking them to do. And, you know, it's just been a great, great add-on to this team to help us win games this year.
What is Pagano's addition to the staff? You know, he's really harping on communication and not letting the ball get over your guys' head. And I think you guys should improve it in a lot of areas over the second half last season. But still, what's his presence meant?
Oh, I mean a lot, man. Just more knowledge in the room. I mean, we don't have here, but they just added on a little bit more knowledge. And, you know, he was defensive coordinator for like 15. So with him seeing it and coming in our room as a DB, helping us out with our communication, I think it's been great for us to be helping us out. I think we've been right on track and still got a lot of work to do, but, you know, it's coming along good.
It's kind of the quarterback of that secondary. What have you seen from two young draft picks there between Garyon and Ovi and what they've done to acclimate so far?
I mean, like I said, they've been doing things that coach asked them to do, and, you know, it's just been a lot of communication. You know, once we get all that down, communicate with them, you know, it's the first time we're playing with them. So, like I said, they've been doing a great job of what coach asked them to do, and just coming out and not making too many MEs, and it's just been great working with them.
Are you confident the defense will be better this year? It'll improve, the communication will get better? What do you see as the biggest areas of growth from you guys this year?
I mean, it's a lot of work to do. I mean, I can't really answer that. We still got training camp and another week of, you know, OTAs and all of that. So, I mean, it's a lot of things that we can still get better at. And, you know, we'll see week one. Ask me that week one. You get it.
Sean Smith, he's really been, he's healthy now. He's a little more comfortable just with everything around him. You know, what have you seen from him this spring? He's looking to come pretty strong this year, like everyone else. But
I mean, he's working hard, man. I mean, Sean is Sean. I mean, he's a veteran to this group. I mean, DA working. Everybody's working, getting better. I mean, not only, you know, doing the little things, but, you know, the things that coach want us to fix from last year and just continue to grow as a group. I mean, it was the first time we all played with one another. So, I mean, we're a lot more comfortable this year. Well, I am this year. You know, with D.A. and Sean, knowing how they're going to play routes and this and that. So, I mean, it's going to be an exciting year this year. And I'm excited, you know, to see how it work out.
Is that something that may really come over time? Is that you kind of have to learn playing center field a lot, exactly how, you know, like where guys want help and when to kind of, you know, go in different directions? Like, is that just like learning the personnel in front of you? Like, does that just take time?
I mean, it's just me personally, you know, just knowing how that player play. I mean, okay. D.A. and Sean going to play something different. Right. They might play a different route. They might play a route one way, and Sean might play a different way. So, I mean, just knowing how they're going to react to that route and, you know, on that defensive call or whatnot. So, I mean, it's just us as a group, Zoe, Obi, Conley, whoever out there, just us communicating as a group. And coach been doing a good job of, you know, mixing everybody in there and seeing what everybody can do.
Any more questions, guys?
Why do you think Carl's ready to take the next step up to be like a great player this year? What do you think Carl's...
I mean, it's worth that. Dude. I mean, he always had to work that. Dude. I mean, he played one year. I mean, that first year is always hard, you know. So, I mean, it's going to be hard on the quarterbacks now. They know how he plays. So, I mean, he's going to have to change up a lot of things and show them a different from last year. So, I mean, he just got to continue to grow. And I think all of us got growth to do around here. And we just can't wait to get after it.
You've been playing at a Pro Bowl-type level for a long time. During these off-season programs, do you kind of give yourself homework assignments or things to work on in your own game kind of as you move along? I mean,
I got homework every night, man.
Yeah.
It's a young man's game. They keep drafting safety, so you got to compete, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I study every night, no matter what it is. It's always something I can get better at, and, you know, that's what I keep trying to tell the young guys. I mean, don't think you made it because, you know, you're here. I mean, it's always something you can always get better at and work at.
What do you think that internal competition can do for the group this year?
I mean, it's going to do a lot for the group. Everybody's stepping up their game and, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You out here to compete and keep a job. I mean, like I say, the league get younger and younger each year and, you know, you should be concerned. You got to compete if you want to play. Nothing is going to be handed to you, so.
Thank you.